area hung on the wall, marked here and there in pencil or felt-tip pen. Next to it hung a calendar with Van Gogh's famous bridge painting. A bank calendar.
"I haven't seen your uncle in quite a while. How's he doing?"
the old man asked after a sip of tea.
"I think he's fine, busy as ever. I don't see him much myself,"
I said.
"I'm glad to hear he's doing well. How many years has it been since I last saw him? I wonder. At least it seems like years."
He took a cigarette from his jacket pocket, and after taking careful aim, he struck a match with a vigorous swipe.
"I was the one who found that house for him, and I managed it for him for a long time, too. Anyhow, it's good to hear he's keeping busy."
Old Mr. Ichikawa himself seemed anything but busy. I imagined he must be semi-retired, showing up at the office now and then to take care of long-time clients.
"So, how do you like the house? No problems?"
"No, none at all," I said. The old man nodded.
"That's good. It's a nice place. Maybe on the small side, but a nice place to live. Things have always gone well for the people who live there. For you, too?"
"Not bad," I said to him. "At least I'm alive," I said to myself. "I had something I wanted to ask you about, though. My uncle says you know more than anybody about this area." The old man chuckled.
"This area is one thing I do know," he said. "I've been dealing in property here for close to 40 years.
"The thing I want to ask you about is the Miyawaki place behind ours. They've bulldozed it, you know."
"Yes, I know,"
said the old man, pursing his lips as though rummaging through the drawers in his mind.
"It sold last August. They finally got all the mortgage and title and legal problems straightened out and put it on the market. The speculator bought it to tear down the house and sell the land. Leave a house vacant that long, I don't care how good it is, it's not going to sell. Of course, the people who bought it are not local. Nobody local would touch the place. Have you heard some of the stories?"
"Yes, I have, from my uncle."
"Then you know what I'm talking about. I suppose we could have bought it and sold it to somebody who didn't know any better, but we don't do business that way. It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth."
I nodded in agreement. "So who did buy it, then?" The old man knit his brow and shook his head, then told me the name of a well-known property corporation.
"They probably didn't do any research, just snapped it up when they saw the location and the price, figured they'd turn a quick profit. But it's not going to be so easy."
"They haven't been able to sell it?"
"They came close a few times,"
the old man said, folding his arms.
"It's not cheap buying a piece of land. It's a lifetime investment. People are careful. When they start looking into things, any number of stories come out, and in this case, not one of them is good. You hear stories like that, and the ordinary person is not going to buy. Most of the people who live around here know the stories about that place."
"What are they asking?"
"Asking?"
"The price of the land where the Miyawaki house was." Old Mr. Ichikawa looked at me in a way that showed I had aroused his curiosity.
"Well, let's see. The lot is a little over 3,500 square feet, not quite 100 tsubo. The market price would be 1.5 million yen per tsubo. I mean, that's a first-rate lot, wonderful, setting such an exposure. 1.5 million, no problem, even with the market as slow as it is. You might have to wait a little while, but you'd get your price at that location, ordinarily. But there's nothing ordinary about the Miyawaki place. That's not going to move, no matter how long you wait. So, the price has to go down. It's already down to 1,000,010 per tsubo, so with a little more bargaining, you could probably get the whole place for an even 100 million.
"Do you think the price will continue to fall?" The old man gave a sharp nod.
"Of course it's going to fall to 900,000 per tsubo, easy. That's what they bought it for. They're really getting worried now. They'd be happy just to break even. I don't know if they'd go any lower. They might take a loss if they're hurting for cash. Otherwise, they could afford to wait. I just don't know what's going on inside the company. What I do know is that they're sorry they bought the place. Getting mixed up with that piece of land is not going to do anybody any good."
He tapped ash into the ashtray. "The yard has a well, doesn't it?" I asked. "Do you know anything about the well?"
"It does have a well, doesn't it?"
said Mr. Ichikawa.
"A deep well. But I think they filled it in. It was dry, after all. Useless.
Do you have any idea?